Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what? Yes, you guessed it right. I do love you. And that was Rose K, one of our fans, playing the song tonight. Those of you who've been patient and waiting, it's been weeks. We've got to find out the winner tonight. The winner of I Love DC Love is going to happen here tonight, here on Psychics Gone Wild. Speaking of, are you guys ready? Those of you who've been tuning in are going to be getting prizes, getting things to happen. We've been having fun, and I hope you are too. We have two phenomenal ladies here. They're ready to do the readings, to have the fun, to talk with you, to do angel card readings, channeling, to sit and work with you on it. This is the night that you get to be a little wilder than you usually are. It's Tuesday night, and yes, it's Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you tune in, call 773-897-6461 if you're on the computer or iTunes. You want to get a hold of us and have a question, that's how you get us. Make sure you don't forget to do what you need to do. We've got a lot of you guys calling in, and I'm going to tease you guys. The phones are a little hectic. We just got out of Mercury. We went the right way, so hang on, and guess what it is? It's that time of night.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild and crazy show, and I hope you're ready to go wild. Wild is where you're ready to have that reading. Wild is where you're ready to look and believe in ghosts, to see the energy, to know that there is a sixth sense. Wild is the person I'm going to bring into the audience and your friend and the one you love the most. DC Love, she's a channeler, healer, empath. As an old soul with the gift of channeling loved ones from the other side, she communicates with loved ones as crossed over with the angels. She's been to heaven a few times herself with a background in karate, kung fu, law enforcement, private investigative work, and she's also a wife and mother, and we just love her because she's our one and only DC Love. DC, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you, Jethro. Hello, everybody.
We're so happy to have you. Last week, I had a fill-in week up there in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Virginia. You guys were so much fun. I've got to tell you, you put in a whole beat to what the 4th of July is going to mean for me now. Had a really good time and couldn't get through here, and I listened in and heard all these great things, D.C. Tonight's the night we find out who loves D.C. Love. We've got a lot of people putting in, and if you haven't put in, go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in, I love D.C. Love, because that's how you're going to win the prizes. Those prizes are stones and other objects that we have that we love to give away. Some of them tonight will be a malachite wand, a rose quartz wand, and a lapidite. And a lapidite works against energy, so if you've got a computer on, you want to do it. This was brought to you by Blue Moon Treasures, and it is going to be given away tonight to one lucky winner who loves DC Love. We've got a lot of you guys who can put in at Facebook, but it's better if you go to psychicsgonewild.com and put your name in. We will draw a winner. Those of you turn into the phone, DC Love will be giving readings with her phenomenal hostess with the mostest, the lovely Eileen Boycher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, angel card reader, spiritual communicator. She receives spiritual majors from the age of 10. She is phenomenal. We love her, and she's known as our Eileen. And I'm grabbing onto the phones here, and I've got Eileen. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Jethro. Thank you for hosting us tonight. I am so honored that you're here. And thank you, everyone, for coming in and joining us. I'm really excited to be here tonight.
We love this show, and you guys always make it fun. And did you see that one of the contests is they have to say it? I think I messed up your last name. Would you tell us your full name?
It's Eileen Boycher.
Boycher. I keep trying to put an O in there. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's a lot of silent letters. Same with Eileen. It starts with an E, but it's pronounced with an I. Boycher is, you know, spelled with an O, but it's pronounced with the second vowel, the E. So I'm just kind of a silent partner over here.
No, we love it, and that's the second half of it tonight.
There's golden in silence.
They have to say your name tonight, and they have to say that's that hidden beauty that we have been showing all over Facebook. For 3 days, my marketers have added and marketed and sent Eileen all over. You've brought in guests and people tonight that we have not even heard of. I have some friends from Japan. Brenda Everson, I love you, and I think you're the most beautiful person. You sent me a gift today. You and DC Love and Jan are always sending me things. You made me cry. You made my day, and I want to thank you very much for the beautiful Japanese sticks and everything that you sent me. They're beautiful. We will use them and honor and cherish them. DC, we got to start this out. DC, I've got an email for you right off the bat. DC, I've been in love with this man for 6 years. Every time I try to get around him, something happens. I know that he's my man. The ironic thing is we're both married to other people, but we're not happy. My husband has agreed that if I would like to leave, I could. Do I say something to him and ask if his wife's in the same mood, or do I keep feeling this horrible feeling that I should be with this man? Help me, DC Love.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so, my heart aches just listening to her, Jethro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so sad, you know? I'm feeling, you know, she's got to discuss this situation, and I'm thinking she must have some close friends, and they're going to help support her. And, you know, she's got to love herself, and She deserves to have true love, Jethro, you know? And I just don't feel like that's true love, you know? Love shouldn't have, like, any kind of, you know, barriers, and it shouldn't hurt like this. I mean, I just feel really, really sad. It's terrible.
I agree with you, and we feel that. And, you know, looking at this, we're selling you that. We feel you should do that, and we're going to tease you here. You gave me your initials, and that's, you know, in your privacy of it, but KL, that's what we feel. And I can tell you what I'm feeling from the guides and other people here is to do that chant. Let us know here. You've got to be honest. There's no reason like that. Like you know, DC's saying, you deserve the love. We've got Anthony Peltz, and he's right, and I can't believe
it. Can I ask something there, Jethro?
Sure,
and
please.
And that usually is that if your energy is feeling that more than likely your partner is feeling that energy also. And so I'll leave you with that thought.
Oh, excellent. No, very good there. And I love, very, yes, excellent, Eileen, yes. And we've got a gentleman writing here. I know that this show's really wild. I think Eileen's the best, and I love DC Love. I'm a Jan fan. What do I do to get in there? You get in, Keith, by you calling 773-897-6461. Well, you got in by writing us on Facebook.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So you're going to get a nice T-shirt here, and I'm going to send you out a copy of Living in the Psychic Realm signed by me, Psychic Jethro. And we've also got a very nice fluorite stone that is a double terminated, meaning that you can use it as a wand. It's about 3 inches. You can use it for your hands, healing, any fluorite energy you want to. Fluorite does the physical healing and spiritual. So thank you, Keith, for writing in. That was funny. Eileen, I have one here for you. As an angel reader, I have been noticing that for the last 6 months, every time I read the angels, I get real giddy and happy. My husband thought I was in his wine collection. I swear I've not touched a grape or any feather fruit that has been fermented, but I sure feel a lot of fun. Now we've decided to get together, and I'm showing my husband the angel cards. We're having a blast. Do you think that I could get my husband to read angel cards? He used to be a trucker and said that angels were for sissies. Now I don't know.
Well, I think she should just ask him that. Did he always feel like he was alone on the road, or did he have a little guardian angel sitting on his shoulder guiding him down safely down the highway?
I think
he's got the ability. And what I find is, especially men like that that have spent time alone where they have actually time to think and connect with their selves, they actually are and can be very spiritual. And men are just as connected as women. I have no doubt about that. God, you know, is, once you move past this level, sex is male, female, is just a yin and yang, and we all have both of that. So I think he can connect with his angels and give card readings very easily.
Larry, you'll have to call in and let us know, because she's writing here. His wife said Larry's listening in tonight. He's went to town to pick up some groceries, but he's got the phone on and is listening to the show. Hey, Larry, I'm glad you're listening to us. Call in and let us know. We know who your favorite two are, Eileen Betcher and DC Love. You've already sent in your contest letter, and you're put in for the drawing tonight, too. So 313, let's get all over the phone. Would you like to ask a question of DC and Eileen?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. How's everything going? Can we have your name?
Yeah, Sherelle.
Hi. Do you have a specific question, or is there anything on your mind?
Do you know if me and this guy will have a future together?
Okay. You went, I couldn't hear you. What, you went home, hon?
So do you know if me and this guy will have a future together?
Okay, and what is his first name?
DeMichael.
Okay, the first thing I'm hearing, hon, from the angels, they've been hearing your prayers about your love life. You have to let them come in and help you, and they're going to help you, like, manifest. But they're asking you, hon, like, to step out of the way right now by trying to take control of, like, the situation. You're slowing down your prayers. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just feel like you have to, like, get out of the way, like, for the time being, and the angels are going to come in and just, you know, be open to all the possibilities and trust in God's, like, wisdom and his love. Because when we try all things, hon, it's just based upon fear.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hearing just, like, move to the side and let the angels come in. And they're going to help you with that. And I'm also being handed now a runes stone. And it's just like as if I were dealing with the angel cards. It's just another tool. And the stone that I'm holding is saying, please remain mindful, you know, and, you know, take the timely right action. Are you feeling like, I just feel like there's pain involved because of this, you know, the situation?
No.
But maybe like an internal, like not maybe a physical pain, but like sort of like, you know, internally because of, you know, you're waiting to see about the situation. I'm hearing just, you know, like you're going to see progress is what I'm hearing. And
so is it, does that answer my question? Like, will we have a future? Do you see marriage? Do you see kids?
Well, you know what? The angels are asking you at the present moment. They want you to let go of control. You're trying to control things. And they want you to listen to your heart as well. And, you know, you just have to trust messages that your heart is giving you because the angels are speaking to you. So if you're feeling their guidance. But they're asking you, you know, like, please let your heart be the one that, you know, pushes you down the path because they're trying to give you, like, a gentle nudge. And they are asking that you follow their guidance.
I don't know when they're connecting with me. I don't know.
Okay, well, you will, hon. You will if you just, like, try to quiet your mind a little bit is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Just try to quiet the mind, and you're going to hear them. And I'm also hearing that you should be on the lookout now for new connections.
What do you mean, no connection?
I see possibly, like, a new person that may be appearing.
I hope not. I want to be with the person I'm dealing with.
Okay, well, I'm just giving now, like, what the angels are, you know, showing me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, now they're showing me a beautiful cat. And I just, they're saying that you might find yourself hooked on, like, another person, and you're losing yourself, and you're always turning to that individual to make decisions or to validate your own decisions. And they're showing, like, a dependency. And it's very familiar to you, and it's one of habit rather than of conscious choice is what they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're just advising you to be careful and the choices that you're making. And I'm hearing, hon, like, please, you know, like, look at, you know, the people and the things that you're dependent upon. They want you to step back and look at the areas of your life where you may need a little bit of adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
To set some boundaries.
Okay.
You know, and make decisions based on, like, your own authority.
Now,
so
you
really
see,
have to see, I see a dependency here. And
what
I'm
going
to, right now, I'm going to turn this over to Eileen.
Now, when you say dependency, what is that? Okay.
Well, depending on that person in the relationship.
Okay.
In a manner of speaking, hon.
I really want to be with this guy. We've been together for like 6 years now.
I understand. If you could please hold, I'm going to turn over to my co-host, Eileen Hunt, and she's going to give you further guidance.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what I have, when I give cards, you know, I know you asked us this thing, but my first card, I have to say that after reading my cards, I'm not really sure if they're going to be the exact direction that you want. And so I'm just letting you know that. But I'm telling you that these cards were drawn specific for you. And I hope they resonate with you. So I'm just going to give you my reading because I believe it's very, very true. After I read through them, I felt from my heart space. And this is your message. And the first one is for you to focus. You need to communicate with clearer vision. And Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. And, you know, really step up and be a leader in your situation. Now, I don't know if that may pertain to work or something. I have a feeling that might be talking about some sort of work or another situation, maybe not with your boyfriend. But it's a message that the angels want you to have. It also tells me, it's a beautiful card, and it's got a lovely dragon on it. And it tends to, you know, really light your fire, and that you might want to choose to, like, be the head of your own business or an organization or something motivational for others, that you really are gifted in speaking in front of others and maybe teaching or something. And so just if that's something that comes into, you know, an opportunity for you, these cards are telling me that that's something that you should do. The next card talks about a happy outcome, and it's represented by Archangel Uriel, which is a life purpose card. And that does have more to do with the direction of life you're going, the people you're going to end up, not the relationship, but the people that you're going to stay with. And so if this does have your question, it actually is a positive answer. And that says that there is going to be a very happy outcome and that there's brilliant new ideas that are going to come about to lead to the success. And have confidence in yourself. And so, you know, in lieu of that, it tells me that you really need to keep your thoughts positive. You need to focus on growing in yourself. And by doing that, you grow in a relationship because then you both come to the plate. You're both offering the best you have to offer.
So that means that we do have a great future ahead of us.
It means it's possible. You must know that with every direction, even with cards, with angel readings, that we can choose to change every outcome. We are often our own greatest shaman.
Okay.
Often, and I've done it myself, I will admit, we'll get an angel card reading that will directly tell you a certain thing, like this person isn't right, you should move on. And by free will, you choose not to do that. And we do it. I've done it. I've done it personally, so I'm sharing this from my own experience. And so then you end up on actually, as the angels have told in the past, you are offered paths. You're offered many paths to reach your destiny. And so, for example, we're offered three paths. There is the easy path. There is the middle path. And there is the hard road. And free will, although we always stay somewhere along our path in life, our free will is what determines whether you choose the easy path, the middle road, the one that's kind of easy, kind of hard, or the difficult road. And as humans, unfortunately, I have a tendency, I'm kind of bullheaded, but, you know, it makes me the tenacious person I am, and I do love that about myself.
I've been meditating, manifesting, because me and this guy have been together for, like, almost going on 6 years, and I really feel a connection. I've had a vision of us, like, actually getting married, because I believe I'm clairvoyant myself. I have a gift of healing people. I have a healing voice, a healing hands, a healing touch, and I believe that's my purpose of being here, which is healing people with healing words. And like I said, I had a vision of us being together.
And see, that's where sometimes that focus, the first part that said focus, 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 see, now, I didn't feel that was, you know, maybe 100% about your relationship, but that might be about you and that you really need to take that leadership on. So if that is true in yourself, take the easy road. It is what you're meant to be. That's your, you know, could possibly be your life purpose, your destiny. As we take all these other roads of being an office manager, being a cashier, being this, that, or the other, some people's destiny is to be a school teacher and to give these children with knowledge. And that is a wonderful purpose. Others are healers. And so, you know, if you're a healer and you take the hard road of being a sign carrier on a road crew, that's the difficult road to get to your path. So see those easy paths and choose the easy one. And when you do that, everything else starts lining up better. The other thing is, you know, like you said, you have these visions, you have these dreams. envision those. The law of attraction has, if you're envisioning those dreams, and everything is done in this positive manner, and you joyously see that outcome, then law of attraction says it will be. And
that is also
taking the easy road. You are not making waves. You are creating a wonderful, joyous, glorious relationship by walking that path. And then that path will come to fruition.
We love you. Hope
anyway,
that helps you.
Anyway, I have one more last card for you. So let's go through that. And it talks about releasing. And that you are at the end of a certain phase in your life. And by releasing that, you will actually rise up to another level of spiritual transformation. And so by really just reading that, that tells me that you really are, you are something, a healer.
Oh, thank you.
That gifting of some sort. And so this talks about taking the time to adjust to this change in your life. And, you know, it's not necessary to rush ahead. You know, you're not to go out and get a job and, you know, start to open up a shop. But, you know,
I've been trying to get a new job. Like, I'm just so tired of my current job right now, and I've been manifesting to get a job.
Right. Well, it talks about seeking out friends and family. So by networking through friends and family, you know, things will come to you. Also, drop into your heart space. Archangel Azrael heals through the heart. And with the changes and losses that bring about grieving, call about Azrael. So, you know, grieve the loss of your last jobs and positions, and then relish the change. And step forward into what can bring you next. But that's really all I have left for you tonight, and we really do have to move on to another caller. But thank you so much for calling in. And call in again and let us know how it turns out.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. We apologize. We've got so many people waiting in line. We do ask you guys refer it down to a couple of minutes so that everybody can get in. We've got a lot of people trying to get in tonight, and we're 32 minutes strong into the show. Grabbing the phone, 661. You're ready for some Psychics Gone Wild fun. 661. And they're echoing back to me. I guess they're in the other line. DC, throw them some love, and let's see if we can pull them back in closer to us.
Ah.
202, what about you?
Hello?
Yes, you're on live. Psyche's Gone Wild. Thank you. Sorry for being a little bit here. Where this is Jethro and DC Love and Eileen. Would you love to have a reading with the two lovely ladies?
Yes.
Can we have your name, hon? This is DC.
Hi, yes. I'm Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Do you have a concern tonight that you'd like to address, hon?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just recently was in college for a year, and I've been talking to this guy since I've been to college. So basically we've been talking for a year, and, like, I got to know him, and I got to, like, love him and stuff like that. He has two kids. By two different women, and I just recently went down there to visit him for a week.
Okay.
And when I came back, he started acting different and stuff like that. So I asked him why. He wouldn't tell me at first. But then he finally told me that he was still in love with his second child's mother and still has feelings for her. And I guess they're together now. And stuff like that. And, like, I just don't, like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how he feels about me, and I just don't know. Like, I feel like he really loves her, but I don't know because he tells me he loves me too.
Oh. Okay, hon, I'm just, the first thing that I saw in this relationship, there's something about, there's a religious factor of the relationship that has a big influence. Do you know anything? Is it your religious background, possibly his religious background? Because I'm seeing that your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and your spiritual path. Are you a really religious person, honey?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't really go to church every day.
But I feel like there's like kind of family tradition that may be involved in this relationship?
I guess in his family.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing that, like, it has, like, a big factor. There's something, like, a religious nature is what the first thing they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about, like, I'm seeing also, as well as there's some kind of financial thing going on, too, with you guys. There's some kind, like, of an issue with finances?
Well, my financial issue is, like, for college. He's, like,
okay.
For his kids and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, because I'm just seeing, like, there's some kind of, like I said, first I saw the religious factor. Then I'm seeing, like, there's, like, a financial issue that could cause, like, some pressure as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, you know, like, there's a little bit of, like, there is, like, it's out of balance, in other words, hon. I'm hearing just, like, you know, you need to call in the angels to help you with this issue is what I'm hearing. And they're also telling me, patience. What you're asking about, I'm seeing as well, there are some unforeseen factors that are going to have to occur before, like, you know, this could be even, you know, addressed. And you're not going to be able to see it, like, right now at the present, but you have to just have faith and stuff. The angels are saying, like, please trust that things are, they are moving in the right direction for you, and they're saying that you're going to see and experience what, you know, the desired outcome that you're wanting is what they're showing me. And I'm hearing keep the faith, stay positive, continue affirming and praying. But I'm hearing your relationship with your soulmate will soon manifest. They're not telling me that this gentleman is your soulmate, but I'm hearing you're going to have, like, a soulmate relationship. And I'm just hearing you, like, for now they're saying, like, please just sit tight and wait. And the angels are helping you. Heaven is behind the scenes working, and they're coming in to help you, like, right now, hon. You can't see it at the moment, but your prayers are being answered. Stay centered in faith. Just have gratitude, and the doors of your desires are going to open, is what I'm being shown.
I'm feeling like I have a
stone in my hand and stuff, and it's telling me that you're going to get, like, a renewed clarity. In other words, you're going to be coming out of the darkness, and this is a good thing, is what they're showing me. And even, like, in relationships, there could be some kind of, like, a mutual, like, opening up, you know? And there might be, like, an awareness, like a light of understanding that's going to be available to both of you, is what I'm hearing. But you have, like
that.
I said, you just have to have faith in the angels. They are showing me, like you said, they are working on, like, on everything behind the scenes. And the next thing the angels are showing me, they're actually showing me, like, a goat. And they're saying there is something, like, really out of balance in your life. Do you feel it? Have you been feeling, like a little
different?
Weird, like, even physically lately? Because I feel like maybe you've felt, like, shaky or unsteady. There's some kind of, like, an imbalance, hon.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, because what I'm hearing is the angels are advising that you see, like, your physician. Like, don't, you know, it's not, like, something that's, you know, that you have to run and stuff, but I would suggest, like, making an appointment with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it's possibly, like, something with your body's chemistry. There's something off, and it's going to be easily corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, you know, when you have time, do make, like, an appointment with a doctor or a natural doctor. But I'm also hearing you've got to make sure that you, like, you have to eat right every day, and you have to exercise. And the angels are saying they want you to get plenty of rest and preferably start eating organic foods. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. And the next thing, they're giving me a beautiful flower, hon, and they're saying you're strong enough to keep the promises that you've made to yourself, is what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing, like, you yourself, your words, they have a beautiful, special purpose. And you have promised yourself, you know, and the angels are, like, hearing, like, the words that you've promised yourself. And I'm just hearing, like, stand by your commitment. And don't have, like, any second thoughts about, like, any decisions, because they're going to be fear-based. And stick to your plan, is what I'm hearing. And just remember, you are supported by the love of the angels. I hope that makes like a little bit of sense to you. And
like,
I'm hearing
the
first instinct that you had is correct, and I'm hearing just please make positive commitments to yourself. And I'm seeing there's either marriage or there's a new relationship on the horizon. And the angels are saying you do have the strength to get through this. And at this time, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, my co-host, hon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. It's funny because I pulled the two face cards, the two purpose life purpose cards, were the same as the ones that I had for the caller before. And so I pulled three more cards, but I pretty much kind of have, they kind of really go the same direction. And it really does talk about that this is time to release and that this is the end of a phase in your life. And that it's time to adjust these changes and choose a little bit differently for your life. But don't rush ahead. But defend your beliefs and your decisions, because right now it is time to stand your ground. But do choose your battles wisely, because all of a sudden you're going to find yourself with a lot of things going on and maybe a little bit too many balls in the air. So, you know, embrace it. But stand your ground and, you know, really be open to receiving any new inspiration or anything else that might come your way.
Well, can I say this?
Yes?
Should I try to wait, or, like, should I wait for him and to see, like, where his thoughts at and, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know.
I can tell you what the card said. Your very first card, the name of it is called Release. And it's represented by Archangel Azrael. And it says it is the end of a phase or situation, but you have a spiritual transformation and that it is time to move on. The second card I pulled in that area says to defend your beliefs and stand your ground. And so do you want to stand your ground? I mean, if it is your belief that it's okay that he's in love with this other woman and you want to be with him, and that's the ground you want to stand, then that is your choice. But that's the hard road, and we are asked to choose the easy road, the middle road, or the hard road. And so chanting, it also asks you to choose your battle wisely. So is that a battle? This is where your free will come in, because we can't tell you what to decide. But your free will is what you need to ask, is this a battle I want to fight if I stay trying to work through this situation with this gentleman? The second question that you must ask yourself is he wanting to stay in this situation and try to work through that with you? Or, you know, I mean, so you have to listen to what he's saying. But your second card in this reading talks about a happy outcome because of some brilliant new ideas that are going to lead to something new. And to have confidence in yourself to move forward with that. That is your second card. And that's what your second card tells you to do. The one that I pulled to back that one up was that it's the Three of Air. And it talks about taking time to heal, the need to forgive yourself or others. And so it also tells you that forgiveness is a very powerful healer. And so don't hold on to any energy of the past disappointment or any conflicts. Remember to forgive yourself for choices you might wish you might have made differently. And so that's the other thing, is your free will might want to stay, but ask yourself before you do that, 3 months down the road, will this be the best choice? And ask your angels, because they never will steer you wrong. Our ego will, our own personal thoughts will, but if you really drop into your heart space and ask your angels, They will not steer you wrong. They will give you a very honest, honest answer. And so those are your first two. Your third card, it talks about your emotional and material needs are going to be met and that you will find a trustworthy relationship. And so it talks about actually an upcoming relationship and to trust in that. And the card that I pulled to back it up says that there is going to be a desire to move on. The search for something new, something more meaningful, spiritual, and emotional growth is at hand. What else that card tells us, too, is that these are both the Ten of Water and the Eight of Water. And those have to do with going with the flow and making sure that you're, you know, flowing with what's congruent for you in your life. That also, the water also represents love and emotion. So this tells me that there's something better and greater coming to you. So, you know, you might want to not doubt that to move on might be a good choice for you, that it might bring about very spiritual and emotional growth, and it might leave, it's choosing to leave a painful situation is what the paper says, and you might have a little feeling of emptiness, but if you search for some spiritual fulfillment, that emptiness will be fulfilled, and you will be moving on. And it also says, do not let anything distract you from what is really your true path. And so that is really what my cards have to say for you today. This may be a lot of information that both DC and I gave you. So you can always go back tomorrow, listen to the archives, and re-listen to what your card said. Because I pulled these cards directly for you and not anyone else. These are your messages from your angels. And so I leave you with that thought. Angel blessings to you tonight. And I pray and hope that the greatest and goodest, best outcome for you and your life are what just truly happens for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hang on, you guys. 868-561-614. We're trying to get people in. 307. I know you got knocked off. 970. Come back. Tune in to 773-897-6461. We got a lot of you guys waiting. We're at that part. We're going to grab a name out of here, and it's Myrna Naselio. She is the winner in New York City of the I Love DC Love. Go, Myrna. Go, Myrna. She writes down, I have loved DC and I will continue to watch this. Someday I'm going to be able to have a reading. My husband right now is going through some very bad health problems, so I can afford to listen right now. But as soon as I have enough in my little hands, you bet I will get a reading with DC Love. Well, Myrna, if you will contact me at psycheskonwall.com, we will buy that reading for you so you can have that half an hour, and that'll be just included in your present. So get a hold of us and we'll do that. We love to help people. I've got a Trish Mahanson that's writing here off of Skype. Jethro, I've been a fan for years. I've got to tell you, Tuesdays is out of this world. These two women seem to be really know what they're doing. I love it. I won't stop listening in. I'm in Kentucky, but I feel like I'm in heaven on Tuesday nights. Thank you for having a dynamic duel. Very cool. We are having a blast. I hope you guys are too. We have a lot of friends writing in, and sometimes you guys don't get your question answered. Never get offended. I have to apologize to those of you who did realize that I have a lot going on, so I don't always answer all my emails. But I can assure you that I have a person who does answer them and is working. So send it to psychicsconwild.com. If you send it to jethrosmith.net, it goes over to my psychic work and my career, and you can get missed. So go to psychicsconwild.com. We found a bunch of emails here, and I'm looking this over. I'm a Jan fan. I have loved Jan from the start. I don't care what anybody says. DC Love and Jan together would rock this world. I don't know what's going on with you, Jethro. You never put the best two together. I'm sick of it. Okay, reading it as we go. I guess this is live. Having another one read here. Jethro, every time I listen into the show, I get more excited about the fact that I'm learning to read angel cards. I'm only 16. My mother told me that I can have a deck when I'm 18. I can't wait. Ask the two readers tonight, what is their favorite angel card deck? Okay, ladies.
I love Archangel Michael, and that was the first angel I've communicated with, so he's my favorite.
Well, and I will say that I actually used the Angel Tarot card from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. I was gifted them when I went to the first ever Angel card reading course in person with Doreen and Radley. And it was a wonderful experience. Taking the class, they gifted us with this deck of cards. It is a full tarot deck. And I choose to use it because it gives you the variety. It gives you the life purpose and really, you know, that direction of where you should go. And then it gives you the, you know, what's the minor arcana, which is more like a face, like a number card. You know, the major arcana are like, in a regular deck, you'd refer to them as a face card. And this deck gives you both. And so it gives you that variety of reading. Also, you have the opportunity to break off the major arcana. If somebody just wants a specific, really life purpose reading, you can break off that major arcana and only use those cards. And my second favorite is the Goddess card, also by Doreen Virtue. I have 7 different decks of cards, but I have to say those two were my favorite. And the Goddess cards are just very deep and heartfelt, and they're beautiful. They're just really beautiful. And so those are my favorite.
Oh, we love that. And those of you tuning in, make sure if you want to get a reading or a time, write to Doreen, 3537 at AOL.com or violetlightreiki at yahoo.com. Just as it's spelled out, not like rake your lawn, like R-E-I-K-I, the Reiki, Violet Light Reiki, or go to psychicsgonewild.com and you'll see all of their information there. We have to pick that name, and we got a bunch of them for that lucky beauty that we found on Facebook. A lot of individuals were writing down, I know who she is, and we've had a lot of winners. I'm going to reach in and pull out a name. Tina McCara, you are the winner of Eileen Botcher's That Beauty That We Were Looking For on Facebook. Let me read you what Tina wrote. I have been listening to the show for quite a while. This woman is a immense part of my life now. I listen in and listen to her readings, and I do feel that she's very heartfelt. With her and DC Love, you have a winning combination, Jethro. Thank you for keeping the light on Tuesday night. Oh, that's very sweet. We love that. Oh, yes, we got to grab the phones here. You guys, Mercury got out of the way. We still have a little bit of kooky. You guys are hearing the echo. If you notice that, if you look over on your chat room, you can push the button and it'll stop the echo. So a couple of you guys that are on, if you go right on the left corner there, it will stop that. I don't know why my chat room is not doing okay. I just want to make sure, because sometimes that's where we're getting the echoes. It's our chat room telling us this. We're going to grab a phone call, and we've got number 868. Here you go, 868. You've waited. Let's do it.
Hello, good night.
Yes, 868, you sound like you're in a ship. Are you friends of Linda Irwin's? Have they landed, and are they coming in?
No.
We welcome you. This is Jethro and DC Love and Eileen. I think we've got enough high energy that we've just became a new dimension of our own. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm hearing you just fine.
Great. Would you like to ask a question of our two phenomenal ladies?
Okay. I would just like to find out what energy is here around me right now.
I didn't understand that, Jethro.
She wants to know what kind of energy. There's something crystal balls that are around her. There's something going on around this lady that's like really high vibrational energy. She wants us to know. And I can feel that you also have a person from the other side that's trying to talk to DC.
Wow. You know what I'm feeling, Jethro? I feel that she's a spiritual teacher. And that's what the angels are telling me, like, right off the bat, you know? And that's her life purpose is going to involve teaching others as well as healing. That's what the angels are showing me. So I'm just hearing, you know, please ask the angels to help you, hon, and they're going to open doors, like, in many different ways for you. I mean, that's what they're showing me, and the next thing they're showing me, the angels want you to open your third eye, hun, is what I'm being shown. And that's going to help you to access your gifts of clairvoyance. And that's the ability to psychically see. And I'm just hearing, you know, like, this is, you know, it's really important because you are, like, you're so psychically connected. I don't know if you've been having headaches lately. Have you had any headaches?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, because, you know, this is because of your third eye, hon. The angels are trying to talk to you, and they're interacting with you through clairvoyance. And if your third eye is closed or if it's blocked, it's like they're knocking on your door and they're waiting, you know, for you to open the door. So you have to ask your angels to please give you guidance in more, like, comforting ways as opposed to, like, knocking on your, you know, the door of your third eye. And I'm also hearing that they're showing me, like, a beautiful, beautiful owl. And this owl is one of your ancestral spirit guides, and it's trying to guide you now. And I'm hearing, like, please pay close attention is what they're showing me. I don't know if you've noticed any kind of, like, repetitious signs, but there's this owl is saying, like, repetition is the key. And I'm hearing, like, someone, like, on the other side is trying to contact you, and you're getting some kind of signs. And when you get that sign, do you think of someone that's on the other side, on one of your loved ones?
Yes, my mom.
Yeah, because they're doing this so that you know it's them is what I'm hearing. That's what they're showing me. And the other thing, let's see. I had, I think, one more thing. I'm pretty sure. Let's see what they said. Okay. Okay, the other thing that they're saying, they want you to believe in magic, hon. Because magic is, like, all around you at the moment, and they're saying that it's, like, it's abounding in your life. And I'm also, they're showing me messages from spirit, and they're saying, believe. Right now, your spirit guides, your ancestors, your loved ones that have passed, they're all sending you messages, and they're messages of love. They're messages of healing, and please just have faith that, you know, that you're going to understand these messages, because you will. You're like a vibrational match is what I'm being shown from, like, the people on the other side. That's what they're showing me. You're connecting to the spiritual realms. And I'm feeling like, you know, in the days to come, you're going to be even more aware of these messages. And it's going to be like they flood right through your soul. And the angels are saying, please be aware, you're going to get signs. You may see, like, a feather, a penny. You may see, like, a rainbow in the sky. But they're going to appear, like, almost like magic, because spirit's trying to get your attention. So watch the signs that you're receiving, as well as in your dreams, too, because spirit is coming through to you, hon, during the time that you're sleeping. And I'm hearing, like, you have a lot of messages waiting for you, and just, like, be open to receiving. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Does it? Okay. Alrighty, I'm going to turn you right now, like, over to Eileen, so if you'll please hold.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, the first card that I have for you tonight is the Ace of Water. And it actually talks about a resurgence of a relationship and also spiritual growth and enhanced intuition. And so, you know, this is a card that really talks about you also opening up right now. But there also it talks about new people coming into your life and that, you know, that you may find yourself with some either a renewed relationship with one that you're in or possibly a new one coming along. But it says that you need to look towards your intuitive feeling. Excuse me a moment. I'm kind of catching my throat. But it says it's time that they're taking flight right now and that your spiritual growth is accompanying some rich emotional experiences. Your next card is it talks about that it's time for spiritual transformation. So this is the second card that reassures that it really is time for your spiritual growth right now. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm coughing. Hang on. Anyway, I hate to, I wish I had spent more time, but But it does. It talks about that. It's a spiritual transformation. And so don't ignore that. Like CC said, if you see signs of opening up or messages, the first card said it was clairsentient. So that is basically the knowing. So if you just feel like you know something and it's not your own self telling you, but that it's spirit intuition, trust in that because it is. They have been sending you messages, and they want that clairsentience portion of your third eye to open up, and so that that know, it's all a knowing. And it's actually what I have is that I will just know things. And I know they're spirit messages. They're not my thoughts. They're a knowing. And that's the only way to explain it. And you have that. You just need to open that intuition and accept that that is your knowing and that you're receiving messages, and then start acting upon them and listen to them. As long as they're positive messages, they're from angels. They will never ask you to do anything wrong or negative. And so that's how you know that they're really good messages. Your third card is the Six of Water. And it talks about you having memories from your history of childhood, and that there may be some issues, some old issues that you've been needing to resolve. Does that resonate?
Yes.
These could be signs of that intuition opening up and of things that are still yet to come to you. And one of the ways to for more things to come to you, to go ahead and release those things from your past that are no longer serving you. And so if you find that you have things that are no longer serving you, those old memories that harbor and hold you down to maybe fear or resentment, those lower energies that just don't feel good and they well up inside of us, go ahead and let them go. You have something better coming your way. And in order for it to be allowed to come in, you need to release those things and open up the space. And so open up that space. Open up your intuition. Go into meditation that you can find online. And just open up that self. And you're going to be surprised how quickly things start moving for you. And so that's the messages that I have for you tonight.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. We are having that little experience, and unfortunately, guess what? We're to the last few seconds. We have 2 minutes left. We just get going, and it's all wild, and then there's more. Sorry, 561-614-904-632, and a couple others. We're going to have to get to you next week. Go to PsychicStoneWild.com. Get with Eileen Betcher. Get with DC Love. Get that reading, and write in, because next week, that's what we're going to be doing for the contest. I had a half an hour with Eileen or DC Love, and then send it to me. I had someone tell me, Jethro, do I have to do the PayPal system? Come on, we're on a good merit system. We trust you. Would you call a psychic and try to fib to us? Not good. Call and let us know, because we've heard the best stuff. I have to tell you, I want to thank you, Eileen. I want to thank you, DC Love. I love you two so much. Thank you for last week letting me go out and handle things I had to, and you two rock. Anyone that's got a chance
thank
tonight,
you.
Don't forget. Love you. Get a hold of your mail. If you haven't received a letter in the snail mail, get to PsychicStoneWild.com. There's letters out there. And this is the week to get a hold of them. DC Love has just hit the air, and Jan was ahead of her. We have Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Dina Flanagan, and now Eileen Betcher is coming in there too. So you better get a hold of your mail and see which ones you have. We'll be playing Psychic's Gone Wild Poker. So I hope you guys are ready. We're going to be saving those stamps and having a blast. The winners will also be getting prizes such as $300 to $500. So some of these prizes you want to get involved in. Psychic's Gone Wild has gotten one more step wilder. So make sure you're ready to hang on to those stamps and play the game. Ladies, what, you want to tell anybody anything in the last 30 seconds?
Jethro, I just want to say thank you to you for, you know, helping so many people and giving us the opportunity to be here.
I love you, DC. Love you.
I want to thank you, Jethro. I really am honored to be here. This is just the greatest group of people to work with. They're all true and honorable people, and I am honored to have been allowed to work with you. And thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for doing such a great job at being our host.
Yeah.
Love you, ladies. We'll talk next week. Have you guys have a good time. We can't wait to get together.